Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Tomas Andas, to your own podcast. Sounds kind of strange, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because for me, it's you know, like a dream came true, just having my own podcast and I can talk, and I hope that the people enjoy it. And
as far as I can see that, they enjoy it a lot.
Thank you. Well done.
Well done. We're sitting again in your living room, this also means something because it's a very nice situation to talk about your life because you're kind of safe in your living room, which changes matters a lot.
What do you mean?
I think if you would sit like in an official studio, the stories are not as...
Yes, as not as personal.
Yeah.
Like in my living, because this is my home.
Yeah.
And which I really love and which gives you a coziness.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're in a studio, this is more technique in a certain way. So this is more ambient and, you know, my surrounding. And I love it. It makes me maybe even more open with my mind.
We can hear that in every episode. If you're just starting with this podcast in this episode, you should definitely check out the first episodes. And as we always say, there is the possibility for you listeners to participate in this podcast. You can write an email, and the email address is podcast@Tomas, which writes Thomas minus Anders, Anders.com. And so we have this question here, and the question is about your long hair. What was the decision to cut off your hair? I mean, you were pretty famous for your long hair, right?
It's a question from a boy or from a girl?
It's from a girl.
Oh, name it. So, you know, girls should know when you want to change something in your life, then you go start changing your hair. Even you make a new color or you make it shorter or whatever. So that was the point when I really needed the time just to make a break, or how to say, not a break, to close a chapter in my life.
Okay.
With Modern Talking. And, you know, I just was on, for me, on another level, doing something else because I want to start my own career and I want to show the people that I'm not only Modern Talking. I want to show the people that there's much more to come. I'm, you know, even with my singing, with my voice, I can even sing more than Brother Louie or Sherry Sherry Lady. And this was just a visual aspect just to show I've changed.
Okay.
And so I remember it was very funny when I'm reflecting because I went to my hairdresser, and it was not my hairdresser because he would never had ever, you know, shortened my hair. So I went to another city and I said to this hairdresser, I want to cut off my hair. And he said, what do you mean? What do you mean with cut? I want to cut it. I want to make it short. So he, well, started cutting it. And he said, well, is it fine to you? And I said, this is only 2 centimeters. Where's the difference? So at least it took us more than 4 hours. The way that I had it halfway long. And I said, well, okay, I can live with that. But I remember 1 year later, I really made a decision. I want to have cut my hair very, very short that it's only 1.5 to 2 centimeters. Mm-hmm. And that was for me like open, you know, open my mind just to feel free to be a completely different person.
Sounds like a lot of like cleansing to me, you know, cleaning up the old Thomas.
Yes.
As I understand it, you already had your long hair when you started out working with Dieter, which was the
not that long, but it starts growing. Yes.
Okay. Because that was the point where we finished off on our last episode, which was a point. I'm really eager to listen to the story, because we stopped with the demo version, as I understood, from You're My Heart, You're My Soul, mm-hmm. which you recorded in the studio because there was just time left.
It was some hours were left till my flight back home, and so I just recorded it, and nobody knew what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if some, I don't know, producers or artists say, well, I knew in that moment mm-hmm. it will be a smash, maybe it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, one time in a decade or whatever. But to be really honest, every product you have recorded or you have produced, this is the best for the moment. But you never can feel if it will be such, world hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you have done something good.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Technically good.
Yes, yeah, it's good. It's a nice melody. It's a perfect production. And the voice sounds good. So everything is fine. So the ingredients are on top level. And now you have to wait if the people, if the public like it. But this was now in end of October 84. And the song was, you know, mixed and finished. And
just a question:
yeah?
How you just put on just one voice, or did you also do the backup vocals?
No, the backup vocals are backup vocals.
Okay,
So I didn't do that. No.
Okay, so that was done in the studio. You just sang the lead vocal, okay.
Yes.
So you're going out of the studio. It's October. What happened? So
then, you know, this is the work of the producer mm-hmm. and the team, just to put on the sounds and to make the arrangement and put on the backing vocals and to mix it and to bring the song alive.
Mm-hmm.
And this was end of October, and we released it end of October in 84, and nothing happened.
That's pretty quick, isn't it?
It was quick, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But did you already release it as Modern Talking?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What was the idea? Because you are Thomas Anders.
Yeah, but it was a German singer.
Okay.
And they didn't want to show the people that a German singer or even Thomas Anders mm-hmm. had sung this song.
Okay.
And the record company said, well, if it will be a hit, we think it should be a duo.
Okay.
Which would be nice. And the graphic design studio in Munich, they mm-hmm. build up this, I would say, this historical cover with the tie shoes mm-hmm. and with a sneaker and in black and in white. And, you know, they are opposite. One is from up and one is down. With the toes going down.
Yeah.
And you have to think it, not even the man who made this image
yeah.
did know who is the singer. Even did not know that sometimes it will be Dieter Bohlen, because he was not supposed to do this. And
Just a second. He was not supposed to be in the band.
No. No, it was not.
How is that?
Yeah, because the record company thought that this Modern Talking, you know, we put the name, should be a duo.
Yeah.
But Dieter said, this is not my cup of tea. Yeah. Because I'm a songwriter and I'm writing songs and I will work for my publisher and I'm not going on stage. I won't have time to write new songs anymore. I'm in the studio and producing songs. So the record company said to me, well, if this will turn out as a hit, then we can cast a person.
This is so funny. We're talking about a world career, and how did it happen that he finally end up in this band? Because I don't know if I can really say this, but things would have been much easier if it would just be a casted person.
Yes,
from good point. Right,
from that point of view, you're absolutely right. I would say, you know, from October till the beginning, second week of December, we sold in total 6,000 units.
Okay.
That was nothing. Mm-hmm. And for the record company, it was, you know, a flop.
Okay.
They said, nobody's taking care about it. 6,000 is a much more less than I ever sold with my German-speaking singles.
Were you disappointed? Did you like it? I mean, was it like when you recorded the song that you were like, oh, that's a new chance to be more modern, to be more...
I liked it. I liked it. But I was traineed in flops from the years before, you know. So that's for, well, I thought, oh my God, I don't know, 6,000 is nothing. So let's face it.
Okay.
And then I called the record company, one of the secretaries, at the beginning of January. I think it was the beginning of the second week in January.
So like 3 months after the...
6,000 at the second week in December.
Okay.
And now we're at the beginning of the second week in January. So
just
we have
one
four,
month.
4 weeks in between.
4 weeks, okay.
And I called the one of the secretaries and I said, well, maybe you can look at the amount and
the numbers,
sales
from
your Mahatma Soul. And she said, oh my God, they did a mistake. So they did the wrong writing. Today you have computers. You know, we're talking about more than 35 years ago. And she said, I will call, you know, the company in Munich and the people who are responsible for the sales and for, you know, the writing. And she called me back 3 minutes ago, 3 minutes later. And she said, well, you sold 64,000 units.
So 6,000 before Christmas, 64 after Christmas.
After Christmas.
What happened?
That meant that we're going to enter the charts 1 week later.
Yeah. You said that before, that like 40, 50,000 you have to be in the German charts in the 80s.
Yes. Yep. That meant that we will have a TV appearance.
Okay.
But we didn't have this.
There was no band. There was just no Thomas Anders.
There was no second person who should be casted.
Okay.
So the record company said, oh my God, we didn't expect it. So Dieter, you have to go to on the side from Thomas and maybe we will see what will happen. Well, that means we entered 38 in the charts, and 1 week later we were number 9, and 1 week later we were number 2 in the German charts. So there was no way out for him anymore.
So now everybody knew that, that there is this guy with the dark hair and there is this guy with the blonde hair. Which was actually, I mean, it's if you look at it, if you look at the whole modern talking thing, you would say this is just designed.
Yes, but it wasn't. But maybe it was meant to be from the universe.
That's a different aspect, but it's so funny to understand that it just happened by chance. Mm-hmm. It happened by chance that you recorded the song. It happened by chance that Dieter is your partner, was your partner at that point, and everything just happened by chance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's your it's your world career. But
yes, but you know there are so many ways, so many, you know, tiny little small things which changed people's life. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So it had just happened, you know, and at the end, I am thankful that it happened that way because this was, you know, the base of my career. But maybe a lot of people don't know that some tiny little steps changing the life of these people forever. In what case? In a negative way or in a positive way?
Yeah.
And for that career, it was in a positive way.
In a positive way. Okay.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So first of all, one of your dreams was fulfilled at that point because you always wanted to be in the charts.
I've been into the charts.
Okay. The band was just made up just by chance because you had to have this TV appearance. What happened next? I mean, you're kind of a German star right now. Did you have to explain that this Thomas Anders guy who was singing German songs now is in Modern Talking, or was it just nobody cared?
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. No.
In the end, nobody cared because this Thomas Anders, the German Thomas Anders, wasn't that successful. That, you know, and for the, I would say for 95% of the Germans, it was a new group. It was Modern Talking.
Okay.
A new face.
Okay.
Or to new faces.
Yeah.
Dieter's and mine. And so we just, went to number one and stayed in that position for 4 weeks. And, but it was like a dream. But then, I don't know, it was, I would say the end of March, maybe it was April, I don't know exactly what time it was at that point, but one day the record company called and said, "You just entered the charts in France,
okay,
Austria, Switzerland, Benelux, Scandinavia, Spain, Portugal." And then I reflected, there was something going on, something very special. I didn't know where these journey would lead me, but it was something very special. And the funniest thing was that the head of the record company came to me and said, "Thomas, this is really something very special. So take the chance, be happy, take chances, because this would be the last number one in your life.
Okay.
And I was very, you know, grateful and said, oh my God, and I didn't believe it, and meanwhile, in some Asian markets, Yumahati Masolo went in the charts, and meanwhile, it was number one in France and Spain and in so many countries, and I was really, really felt blessed about that. And then we released our album, mm-hmm. which was number one in the charts. And then we released a second single, You Can Win If You Want. And this single went to number one.
Again. Second time.
And the head of the record company came to me and said, Thomas.
This is the second time.
So please believe my words. It'll never happen again, but this is the second time with a number one. So please, please, please be grateful. And I said, yes, I do it. And just to shorten it, after this, the next single was Sherry Sherry Lady, and she went number one, and I didn't believe him anymore. But
but I just had to think about the first episode, because you told me that that this was such a special situation when your mom told you that this guy who owned the place in which you were hired as a singer, that you asked your mom 1,000 times for the story again. Was it the same feeling, or was that even a better feeling?
A different feeling. You know, okay. In every age, you have different types of emotions. Mm-hmm. One thing which we, you know, should talk for a few seconds is that with the number one in so many countries, mm-hmm. only in Europe at that time, I didn't have time anymore for myself.
Okay.
Because you had to promote in every country your heart, your soul. And that was a part which made it very, very hard. It's not that's glamorous that you're number one and you're lying at home and drinking and zipping champagne. No, you're really working. You're working every day. You're on the road every day. And there would, you know, sometimes a day that you have your morning TV show in Oslo. And in the afternoon, you had your pre-recording in Amsterdam. And in the evening, you had a TV show in Paris. So that means three shows a day, three countries a day, and, you know, more than 1,500 flight kilometers. And you have to manage it. And this was the hardest part of all.
So what you're saying is you couldn't really be happy about it. You just hadn't the time to be happy about it. You just had to work.
I was happy for the first half year.
Okay.
And please, 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 dear people, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I had no normal life, you know. I haven't seen my friends for weeks. And not, you know, when I'm going on tour, and when I say now I'm on tour for the next 5 weeks, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But I know there's an end, and then I have time for family and for friends. But to say, in 2 weeks, I have 3 days off, and we, you know, can meet each other, and we can go for dinner, and let's celebrate, mm-hmm. you know, the success, and let's be together as friends. And 1 week before that, you have another schedule. Then these off days are canceled because you have to go there and you have to go there. You have to do a video shooting. You have to do a TV show here. You have to do a photo shooting over there. You have to make your fitting for videos. And this is in Berlin. The other is in Munich. And then you have to go to Nice, and then you blah, 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 and so on. And this happens 3-4 times. And then you look on, you know, on your schedule. That means, or you're looking on your calendar and says, oh my God, the last time I've been at home is now 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the next time I will be at home from the moment on is in 3 weeks. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe what will happen. And this, then some things, for me personally, I feel sad about this because this is not a life. This is a working machine who has to deliver, has to sing and, you know, make money, even for the record company.
Okay. I'm burning for this one question, but time is running out. I will just say that much because I'm really interested in the fact, was there ever a talk between you and Dieter? Now we're doing this. But we're going to talk about this in the next episode because you promised that you will end every episode with a song that you play on your piano.
It's like always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. But first of all, just to give this idea to everybody, let's raise the glass because this is really private here. And Thomas is as kind as to offer me a glass of wine. So to you, Thomas.
To you as well. Thanks.
So now as Thomas is going to his piano, I just wanted to tell you, if you want to participate in this podcast, it's podcast@thomas-anders.com. There you can ask every possible question. And now it is your star, Thomas Anders, who is playing and performing live for you on this podcast.
Lady, morning's just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me, you said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flow away, so many words we didn't say to people lost in a storm. Where did we go?
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.